206-2237.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you like the efficiency of the post office, the competence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS, we will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Special edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show today, coming back at you from the Health Freedom Expo in Chicago, Schaumburg, Illinois. It's been a blast so far, and I'm glad you're here with me. Those that can't come in person, that's all right. We'll get you plugged in with lots of health, freedom, and liberty messages. I've got some great guests lined up today, including Jonathan Wright. Yes, Dr. Jonathan Wright, one of my health freedom heroes. This guy has been at it for so long, a physician who stands up for liberty, for everybody, and healing. So this is really cool. We've got a lot of other surprise guests. We should hear from my dear friend Liam Sheff. We're going to kick it off in just a moment with my health freedom hero in the legal world. Jonathan Ebor is going to join me, the FDA Dragon Slayer. But first, I want to remind you all the great things that are happening here. You can be plugged into at robertscottbell.com. Sign up for email alerts there. Email blasts during my weekday show. Of course, you can go to naturalnewsradio.com and plug in that way as well. In the meantime, just strap in and enjoy the ride as we discover a slew of exciting and surprise guests coming at you from the Health Freedom Expo, as we do every year, thanks to some of my key sponsors, including Sovereign Silver, Nordic Naturals, ChooseToBeHealthy.com, and One World Way from my good friend Stephen Hewer. But we got a lot of things to do, so I don't want to hesitate for a moment longer. And now, more great interviews from more great people here at the Health Freedom Expo in Chicago, Illinois. Now, guess who it is? It's the FDA Dragon Slayer, my dear friend Jonathan Ebord. Welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
I'm glad to be here again, Robert.
Last time we were on during the week on through my Natural News Radio show, we talked about Medicare and Social Security. We were literally rocking the political boat there because it's not often that we get to cover such in-depth issues the way we were able to do last time. But there are a number of people saying, well, you know, the whole concept of Social Security, the way it's run, and even the income tax, part of the Communist Manifesto, has no place in a country that acknowledges personal sovereignty, individual sovereignty. That if you can take a percentage of somebody's income that you own 100% of them, you're just allowing them to keep whatever percentage they say. What do you say when somebody goes that hardcore and that principled of a stand? I mean, is there any discussion of that down in D.C.?
No, but it is the ideal circumstance, of course, would be a situation where we extricated ourselves completely from Medicare and Social Security and had an entirely private system. The unfortunate reality is that we need to do a transition. And the only way to get us out of it is to provide a market alternative. Although I'm generally opposed to using the tax code for social engineering, I think in this instance, if we use the tax code wisely, we can aid people in making the transition. And we certainly don't want to maintain the lie that is Medicare and Social Security, that it can be available forever. And we also don't want to deprive people of their benefits because they've been promised those benefits. We want to make it possible for them to be made whole.
Yeah. And you think, you know, you hear about like used car sales in states, they have something called a lemon law, right? The lemon law. Why didn't they do that for Social Security? You know, because I mean, it was a completely false, let's say, promise, as we're finding out.
Yes. Well, you know, it's false in so many different levels. It's false in what the government said it would cost. It cost $9 million when it was started, and now it's going to be close to $600 billion, and by the next 10 years it'll be $1 trillion. It's going to be $1 trillion actually very soon, but it's going to be 1.2 to 1.6 trillion in a very short period of time. Yeah. The costs are unsustainable. By 2030, it may be somewhere around $347 trillion overall, Medicare and Social Security, in the red. So it's unsustainable. And this notion on Capitol Hill, mouthed by Harry Reid and by Nancy Pelosi, that we are going to maintain Social Security and Medicare as we know it, is pie in the sky talking, because it's simply unaffordable. It cannot be maintained.
I have positive that they're on major pharmaceutical drugs, because that is such a grand delusion that they would believe that. Now, I don't know if they believe their lies, or if they, you know, they don't believe their lies at all, because they are so committed ideologically to this concept that you can take care of people cradle to grave, and you can lie to them and pretend that, you know, it's everything's going to be okay. We can just print the money and everything will be fine. I mean, that's absurd.
Well, when you consider that it's impossible to maintain it as we know it. It is literally impossible. If you were to cut it in half and raise payroll taxes by 20%, you would perhaps acquire enough money to maintain a very lame and unacceptable system. Now, that raising of the payroll tax by 20% would create a perpetual state of recession in this country. And, you know, people are already overtaxed here. So the solution has to be something else, and that something else is to reduce the presence of the government in every way. And the best way to do that in Social Security and Medicare is to enable people to opt out, to reimburse them for what they paid in so they're made whole, so the lie of Medicare and Social Security is not maintained.
Right.
And then for those who are in need, in immediate need, or who are on Medicare, limit the availability of coverage on a needs basis, and then induce the private sector to provide the kind of help that we should be doing anyway. If you provide any degree of financial support for a relative or even someone you don't even know,
that
should be a tax deduction.
That's beautiful. Legalizing charity again, and actually causing it to have a beneficial impact to the person that actually does it, and of course it will encourage so many others. And how did we ever survive in this country prior to the advent of so-called Medicare? Now, of course, we also know the false aspect of Medicare, and even in the realm of Obamacare, which steps it up a whole lot, is that it's all pharmaceutical, it's all drugs and surgery. There is no holistic approach, there's no homeopathy, there's no herbalism, there's no Chinese medicine, there's not even acupuncture, which is largely accepted by the medical realm at this point.
Well, exactly, and the way this thing works, under the system that exists, the government has total sovereignty and determines what your health care will be.
It's a bit backwards, isn't it? They have total sovereignty.
It is, and it's under the health care reform law. The HHS secretary is going to create a one-size-fits-all program of insurance that will cover allopathic care, and if you have any interest in deviating from that, your insurance will not cover it. As a consequence, it's forcing everyone into the same mediocre form of medical care rather than allowing us to accept out of it and have exceptional care. And the whole thing is again, government-centric instead of patient-centric. You want the patient to be able to decide what doctor he or she wants, what the best care he or she wants to acquire, the kind of care, what's acceptable to them. And that's the way to achieve excellence. That's the way to ensure that the patient's needs and interests are satisfied. And the focus of the physician and the entire system is then upon the patient. Right now, the focus in Medicare is on satisfying the carriers of Medicare, the insurance companies, ensuring that they who are proxies for the federal government are satisfied so that they won't do an audit of the physician's practice, or that they won't second guess the physician's provision of care. As a consequence, because doctors are absolutely petrified of a Medicare audit, because every audit almost results in a determination of the need to reimburse the government. They
absolute
end up,
guilt,
know, doing
you know,
what the government wants and not what the patient needs.
Right. And you've represented many natural products companies in the natural products industry. You've seen firsthand what some of these products can do at a fraction of a penny of the cost of modern medical interventions through FDA-approved drugs without the toxic side effects and death-inducing damage. Yet we do not have freedom in America, a country that claims to love liberty.
Absolutely. It's an extraordinary thing, but in a very short period of time, comparatively speaking, when you look at Europe, how long their history is, in our relatively short period of time from the founding of the Republic to the present, we have witnessed a severe loss in individual liberty and an enormous astronomical growth in the federal bureaucracy and in the sovereignty of the government. And that can't coexist with freedom. It's simply impossible to have freedom and have a government that absorbs all power to govern every issue, to purportedly solve every problem, which is a lie, yeah. And then to require us to pay for everything that the government does. I mean, it's as if an overbearing in-law happened to come into your house, take over the entire place, tell you what you could eat, what you couldn't eat, absorb all of your money in order to pay for those things, and then turn to you and said, "Don't you like the freedom that I'm giving you? I'm giving you freedom because you no longer have to think about what you would buy to eat. You no longer have to think about what is good behavior and what is bad behavior. You no longer have to exercise sovereignty at all because I, the supernatural mother-in-law, I'm going to make all these decisions for you." Well, with freedom comes responsibility, and the two are inextricably intertwined. And if you divorce yourself of the right to decide, and you give that to government, and then you divorce yourself of the power to govern your own purse, such that upwards of 50% of your income is taken by the local, state, and national governments, you shouldn't be surprised then when suddenly determinations are made about how little freedom you should have or exercise.
Yeah, it shouldn't be a surprise at all, but everybody should be, basically going down to the bookstore or going to Amazon or going to eMore.com and getting The Rise of Tyranny and Global Censorship of Health Information by Jonathan Eymore, the FDA Dragon Slayer, also covering how we can transition out of the Social Security, Medicare debacle, Ponzi scheme, promise that is a lie. We want to help the people to transition out. That's the difference between the Pelosi's and Reed's of the world who pretend nothing's going on. It'll end up with a total collapse, and those people who are dependent will suffer greatly.
Hear, hear, Robert.
Yeah. We got a lot more healing to do on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Jonathan Eymore, always a pleasure to have you on board. You got to run. I know you've got to do a big
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic wastes were washed away. But when wastes were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness, and the key to keeping the cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report on the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at herbalhealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
Giving the pharmaceutical industry cardiac arrest.
Clear.
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
In case you missed my interview with Jonathan Ebor during the week, I have links to the News with Views articles on Social Security and Medicare that he has written. It's creating quite a stir out there. But it's the kind of stir we like to create, so we're all on board with that. Coming at you from the Health Freedom Expo, again, thanks to some of my key sponsors here to make it possible. Also, notadoc.org, my good friend Christopher Barr, who's always a blast to have, as well as Sovereign Silver, and I mentioned Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com at 866-424-1077. That's where we all get the GTF chromium and selenium and silica and all the things we need from a whole food perspective to get well and stay well. Now, over the years, I've been accused of being the voice of health, freedom, and liberty. And, of course, we need a voice out there. We need many voices out there. I can't be the only one. And my dear friend Christopher Barr connected me with another voice that I want you to meet right now here on the Robert Scott Bell Show from the Health Freedom Expo. His name is Mike Richards. He's a health advocate, and he's got an organization called YourVoiceForHealth.org. YourVoiceForHealth.org. Mike Richard, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thank you, Robert. I appreciate your time.
Well, I'm glad to have someone that is standing up for health, freedom, and liberty and connecting people from all over, all walks of life and backgrounds, back to this concept. But tell me a little bit about the background and how you started this organization.
Sure. Well, basically, I was in the Navy for 25 years, defending my country. Came home, I started working for my family business. It's a natural foods business. And the more I was re-educated on what's going on and learning about natural living, I realized that our rights are slowly eroding as they continue to fight natural health alternatives and pushing us towards that processed foods drug model that's just not sustainable. Basically, we started as employees. We started to talk, you know, just talking day to day, sharing recipes, interesting articles, stuff like that. And then we said, well, let's share this with other employees. So we posted it on the bulletin board, and other employees really enjoyed it. So we said, well, let's start a small website. And we said, well, if I'm going to start a website, I want to have a mission for it. So our mission is to share information and try to make connections between people that want to learn more about natural health and also organizations that can help them be heard in Congress. So there's grassroots organizations. There's good news organizations out there that are providing information. One of the things that we do, everybody's busy nowadays, right?
Yeah.
So if you don't have an hour or 2 hours to spend searching the Internet, we have volunteers that three times a week, we go through the Internet for about an hour each, and we've divvied up the sites, and then we come together and we'll spend about 45 minutes talking about what we found, and we post the highlighted the top stories of the day, basically.
Beautiful.
So you can come to ours, and our hope is that you'll come to our site, find out what the top stories are. Something will resonate with you, whether it's organic farming, the fear of genetically engineered foods, you want exercise tips, healthy recipes, something like that, but something that will resonate and make you take that next step, go to those other sites, get more information, continue to grow, and then also reach out to Congress and say, this is what I want, this is what I don't want.
Yeah. Well, you have served in the armed forces. Now, this is something that's very interesting to me because I've raised this issue over the years, and it upsets me greatly that, you know, we're told we're needing to be around the world to protect the, you know, protect our democracy, protect us for freedom. And yet the troops come home and they're absolutely abused medically with psychiatric drugs for PTSD. They're experimented upon medically before they go into the war theater with vaccines. And then, of course, come to find out that they're not fighting for our liberty, although we'd like to think that. But we come back and find out that the FDA, which is part of America, evidently, is fighting the people of America, preventing them from selling herbs and supplements, telling the truth about them, confiscating cherry juice if you say that it reverses arthritis and gout, confiscating elderberry juice if you recognize that it helps your immune system, confiscating birthing tubs because they don't have 510K pre-market authorization from the FDA. They're little swimming pools for babies to be born in, for goodness sake. And I don't know, you know, as an armed service veteran, I mean, how do you communicate this to those that are in the armed service? I mean, that are literally they're wanting to do the best by the country, but they're not aware of what the country has become.
Right. I guess, if I was going to send a message out to other members of the armed service, I would say get more information, make your own decisions, and understand that you have a right to what goes in your body. There is a challenge. I remember when we had to take some vaccines before we deployed overseas, there were some people that got out of the Navy because they refused to do so.
Right.
And they would, and they kicked
you
out for
that. I respect them for that, though. I mean, when you realize, if you understand Sun Tzu's art of war, right?
Yes.
You don't harm your soldiers before they go into battle unless there's a different agenda there. Now, whether they're ignorant of the detrimental effects of vaccines or not, it's still, to me, unconscionable that they would attack or assault the troops with these vaccines that don't even provide primary immunity. If anything, secondary, which is just simply a recognition, you have an antibody, which is not enough. And then they add the toxic medicaments, the foreign RNA and DNA from animals, aluminum, mercury, we can go on and on. This upsets me greatly because I respect those that, you know, go in to do the right thing, yet they are assaulted before they can even do so.
Right. Well, the big problem with that is a lot of folks just don't understand the risk associated with that. We trust our government, and then only later on do you find out that something was approved because there's a juicy job at the end of it, and that's...
Yeah. Well, so we talk about freedom, we talk about questioning authority, right?
Yes.
Trusting our government. Now, this is something that, you know, some of us have been accused of not being patriotic because we've asked these questions. And I'm thinking Thomas Jefferson, if anybody, you know, a founding father, wrote the Declaration of Independence, he was very distrustful of government. I'm thinking that's an American ideal.
Yeah, that's exactly. I mean, our government was founded on distrust of government, wasn't
yes.
it? I mean, that's why we have separation of powers.
Yes.
Except for the regulatory agencies, of course.
They take all the powers for themselves. You're right. Very
Absolutely.
Good point. So if we're going to make the change, I think we have got to educate, and again, that's why you're a voice as well, like we are here, to get this information out, because largely people are still not aware of it, believe it or not, despite all of these things that are happening. Now, I think partly because they're not healthy enough. I mean, it's one thing to be intelligent, but if you don't have good health, you really can't focus on what's very important. You're just worried about how am I going to get through the day.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. If you don't have your good health, you don't have anything. How can you perform?
We're talking with Mike Richard. He is the founder of Your Voice for Health. Yeah, it's yourvoiceforhealth.com as well. I see. .com and .org?
Right.
You have it both ways, because I'm reading it in both ways, so
yes.
I want to make sure you can find it. I have it linked up at the blog at robertscottbell.com as well, and I'm grateful that you would join me today. Is there any other thing that, as far as, do you need more volunteers to help out in your efforts, or do you just, or now you have your team and you're trying to get this out for everybody?
We have a good team. Really, we're growing faster than I can manage on the volunteer side, so we're doing well. Really, all we need is to just help share the word, help get come to our site, check us out, and check out the other sites that we point you to, because there's some good information out there. Get that information, but then more importantly, do something with it. Bad things happen when good people remain silent.
Yes, exactly. So, become a partner in the fight against increased government regulation of natural health products. That's yourvoiceforhealth.org and .com. Mike Richard, thank you for joining me.
Thank you, Robert.
All right, we'll be right back with more powerful healing on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fits standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
Health Freedom Expo back at you. Robert Scott Bell Show on the air. And here at GCN, those of you who know already, great. But those of you who don't, listen to this. Go to the robertscottbell.com website and learn all you need to know about the show 6 days a week now, once a week, right here on GCN and all our wonderful affiliates from around these United States of America, joined by my dear friend, investigative journalist, Liam Sheff, back on with me here at the Health Freedom Expo. Liam.
Robert, Liam couldn't be here. Sean, it's me. Where's Trebek, that idiot?
Oh, it's the Jeopardy show here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We have Sean Connery just suddenly dropping into the Health Freedom Expo.
It's Health Jeopardy.
Now, wait, this is a serious program here. We don't joke around about this. This is double Jeopardy.
Move over, Mr. Connery. It's me. On. It's me, Liam.
Bring Liam back. Thank you, Liam. Glad to have you with me. Now, it's been a wild ride here at the Health Freedom Expo. You really did rock the audience, did you not? You were speaking on some of the myths of science we cover together on the show.
We had a great time. I'm entirely grateful to Paul and everybody who sets this thing up. I was able to talk about the myths of science. We covered vaccination. We covered HPV, the virus that doesn't cause cervical cancer. HIV, the virus that doesn't cause AIDS. We covered polio, the virus that doesn't cause polio. polio. We covered it all. We even talked a little about George Lemaître and Big Bang Theory just to mix it up. I mean, it was really fun. The audience really enjoyed it. They came up and were nice after the fact and patted me on the back and said, good job, kid.
Yeah, well, you know, I saw them coming up to you talking and saying how much they enjoy hearing you on the Robert Scott Bell Show and say, hey, I want to hear more of this now. They're like tweaking you to go into some planet cosmology stuff now.
They want to hear about the plasma physics, and I think that we're going to have some guys I know, like Wallace Thornhill, Donald Scott, David Talbot. Maybe they can come on your show. These are the guys who are originating the Thunderbolts.info research website, Electric Universe platform that talks about space as an extension of life as we know it, not as some alien thing, but as an electromagnetic current-filled nexus and matrix, just like what? Just like our cells? Just like our body? We're it. It's us. The macro and the micro are always mirroring each other.
Well, that's why we have a good time together, because we can travel places through the electromagnetic universe and no one else is daring to go in media on radio. And, of course, with your discussion about HPV and these other things, these controversies, you're not new to these controversies. You've written about them. In fact, you were even in the movie, for those that haven't heard Liam before, House of Numbers, talking about the science or the lack thereof behind the HIV causation hypothesis of AIDS. Did you get into any of that, and how was the response? Because that's usually pretty shocking.
We hammered it, and you talked about it in your talk on healing the intestine and using the electromagnetic properties of silver to heal the intestine.
Did you see the audience go ghost white when I mentioned it?
The floor suddenly was, well, filled with water. No. I wondered what was going to happen, and besides one lady passing out and one person screaming bloody. No, I don't know.
It wasn't bad.
It wasn't bad at all. You said, look, this is a multifactorial toxicological problem. You don't have to blame one thing for broad-spectrum illness. I had an experience, maybe we can talk about it later, trying to convince one celebutant to think more clearly about this. So maybe I'll tell you later about how that went. The audience liked it. I asked, have you heard this before? What did you think of this? I said, is this shocking to you? They sort of said, no, it kind of makes sense. We get it. You know, a lot of guys get sick over here. They take it to Africa where a lot of people are sick already. It's a name game. It's a rebranding. You don't have to get the CIA to make a virus, as some people would like to think. You take what exists. You put a big bow on it. You call it one thing.
Yeah.
Put it under the Christmas tree. Everybody buys it from Santa Fauci.
Well, you mentioned the CIA. This is kind of fascinating because there are a lot of people that listen to shows that love talking conspiracy. And I like to talk about not conspiracy theory, but conspiracy facts and the fact that there are people that work together and try to achieve nefarious goals. And, of course, we acknowledge that. But when we talk about the viral kingdom, the retroviral kingdom, we're going to talk more with Liam Sheff when we come back from this break. We're going to get into that. What are those controversies? How do we parse them, get past them? But you'll have to stay tuned to the Robert Scott Bell Show. We got lots more after this break.
Nordic Naturals offers a complete line of omega-3s from fish in combination with omega-6s from organic borage oil and evening primrose oil. Involved in research and education, Nordic Naturals is the chosen brand for various clinical trials at accredited universities and research institutions. All of Nordic Naturals' products are made exclusively from three fish species, Arctic cod, anchovies, and sardines, as they are naturally high in the omega-3 fatty acids EPA and DHA. Many of us lack essential fatty acids, or EFAs. Some of the early signs of EFA deficiency: fatigue, heart problems, immune weakness, poor circulation, and often depression. If you're one of the many Americans suffering from these symptoms, give Nordic Naturals a call at 800-662-2544 or visit them on the web at www.nordicnaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, the company that cares not only about you, but also the environment.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hello, everyone. This is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, and carry products discussed on Robert's show, such as the Sovereign Silver, 100% whole food chromium and selenium that our good friend and health expert Chris Barr talks about. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12+. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that combines ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is required. Why is Probiotics 12 Plus the finest of its kind? It works, and works well. Call us toll-free 866-424-1077. We're here to help you. That's 1-866-424-1077. Or go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, and stay healthy, naturally.
Tired of the same boring health talk radio? Then turn up the volume and break off the knob. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Health Freedom Expo rocks on, as does the Robert Scott Bell Show here. Thanks to some of our key sponsors making this all possible, including Sovereign Silver. My good friend Bill Tuss from Orange TKO is here as well. And ChooseToBeHealthy.com, Nordic Naturals, and One World Way, OneWorldWay.com. And Liam Sheff, my good friend, investigative journalist. You have been a rabble-rouser here at the Health Freedom Expo, I hear.
Liam had to go to the bathroom. This is Sean.
Sean's back.
That ballerina had to tiptoe elsewhere. I heard Trebek was here.
Trebek is not here, Sean. Why do you keep asking
Hold
about
on,
Alex
I
Trebek?
See a pretty 13-year-old girl. I'll be right back.
Yes, bring Liam. Can Liam?
Hey, okay, this is Liam.
Welcome
Sean Connery
back.
Just ran away.
I know. Sean's interesting that way. He'll pop in for a segment, and then he runs even before the segment's
over.
He was
awful.
Oh, my gosh. But what he said about you, I won't even go there. Now, you have been a rabble-rouser here, Liam, at the Health Freedom Expo. There have been other talk radio hosts here, including the overnight, what's the guy?
Nori.
Oh, thank you. Now Ed McMahon is with us on the Robert Scott Bell Show. I'm getting a list of celebrities. Oh, boy. Now, I feel like Karnak the Magnificent is going to be here any moment. George Nori, who hosts the Coast to Coast AM, supplanted Art Bell. I'm not related, except we got to start on the same network.
Overnight.
Overnight AM. No, AM. Oh, Coast to Coast AM. There we go. Ed, could I have Liam back, please?
He's back.
Okay, thank you, Liam. Now, if you'll stick with me long enough to explain what is going on here, we have a situation where there's a lot of sensationalism, there's a lot of conspiracy talk. Some of it, you know, is legitimate. Some of it distracts from what I believe and what you may also share the belief that is really important. When we talk about infectious disease and other things as such as AIDS, is what it is and what it isn't.
Yeah, you know, the Coast to Coast people like to say that E. Howard Hunt was involved with Lee Harvey Oswald in engineering the HIV, the AIDS virus, they just call it the AIDS virus, and put it on an airplane in an airmail envelope and got it to Africa via a gerbil named Herman and so on and so forth. And it never really ends, and they never really get to what AIDS is. AIDS in Africa is poverty. AIDS in America was massive antibiotic and drug use. Major systemic dislocation through all of these toxicological assaults, which you talk about all the time and so well. But, you know, the Nori crowd, and I respect him for his, I mean, he's an entertainer.
Well, he does a great show. I mean, he's got quite an audience overnight. It's like some of the times I said, why is he talking about that way? You know, because he covers some very fascinating topics. I'm not knocking him for that. But, you know, we tend to be more focal pointed on not sensationalism, even though some of the stories are sensational, but getting back beyond it into the root cause of anything and everything, and that includes some of these crazy and wild stories.
Yeah, I went up to him, and they had a panel, and I found it a little hard to sit through. The room was hot, the microphones were too loud, and the feedback was bad. And it's a panel, so everybody has to say something, and they're either not going to know how to talk to a large group, or they're going to say too much, or it's too little, and you never really get deep with anybody. So it was a little rough. And Nori's doing the hosting, and I'm going to go up there and ask a question. I get cut off by the time and his producer at the end. So his producer, very large, sort of L.A. type guy, says, I'm sorry, we ran out of time. You're going to ask a question. I said, no, I'm going to ask a question. No, you're not going to ask a question. I said, I'm going to ask a question. He said, I'm taking the mic away. I said, I'm going to ask a question with my voice. He said, yeah, that's exactly how you're going to ask it.
Oh, my God.
I thought, where am I? You know, how did I just get into the Penn & Teller show? What is this? You know, I mean, this is suddenly a Vegas production, and it's boring. It's not interesting to me.
What do you suspect? Were they just trying to control the flow of information? I mean, what happens there? I mean, obviously, they're very concerned about certain things being discussed. Weirdly enough, even on a show that discusses things that no one else discusses.
They ran out of time. But as you said to me when I told you what happened, the consciousness in the room clearly wasn't there. And the time told me so. So I went up to Nori afterwards and said, hi, Mr. Nori. Big fan. Liam Schaff, investigative journalist. I want to ask you about something you don't cover on your show. You talk about AIDS. Can I tell you about what you don't cover? Okay. I said, you talk about it like it's something that's one thing. It's not. It's a brand name for poverty in Africa. Like H1N1 was a brand name for poverty in Vietnam and Southeast Asia. Like H5N1, I got it backwards. Like, you know, swine flu was a brand name for poverty in Central America. On and on we go. These are labels. It's like, I don't know, it's like you have a million people in the world who are sick. The WHO decides there is one thing to call it all, and suddenly you have the monkey flu or the galloping snail flu next year or whatever it's going to be, and people believe it. They just believe it. This is the fascinating thing to me. The WHO and the NIH have replaced the old church. The old church used to just say, this is this way because God says this is this way because Jesus says this, the Holy Spirit says this, and people went, amen, the Holy Spirit says this, until the Enlightenment came along. People said, well, that's nice that you think that, and maybe, you know, we can be spiritualists, and we can be, vitalists, like Thomas Jefferson and Isaac Newton. These are spiritual men. But they said, we're also going to look for the actual causes of things. So I went up to Nori, and I said, this is poverty. Can we talk about this? And he said, classic Rushoff, send it to my email.
Okay.
Send it to my email.
I mean, but did it feel like a Rushoff, honestly?
Send it to my email? The guy gets 100,000 emails a week.
Okay, all right, I'm just checking, you know, legitimize your feelings, and because, again, you're very logical about these things, so I want to be sure everybody gets it. Listen, we got to take a quick break here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We're going to be right back with even more Liam Schaff.
Did you know that billions are spent every year just for a simple drink of water? But it's the quality of the water that Americans are concerned with, especially after floods, hurricanes, earthquakes, and other disasters that routinely disrupt and contaminate water supplies. Safe drinking water is too important to leave to chance. That's why you need an AquaRain water filtration system. The American-made AquaRain is an essential survival tool that operates for just pennies per gallon. It lets you retrieve water from lakes, ponds, streams, or rooftops during any disaster and assures you of healthy drinking water. The stainless steel AquaRain's patented space-age ceramic and GAC technology uses microfiltration and gravity to purify water. No chemicals, no electricity, no water pressure needed. And AquaRain's cartridges last for thousands of gallons. AquaRain is hands down the best water filter on the market. Call 800-572-2051 or go to aquarain.com. That's 800-572-2051 or aquarain.com. Every family needs an AquaRain.
He looks 5 years younger.
He doesn't fall asleep at his desk like he used to.
He no longer drinks those energy drinks all day.
He used to be gloomy. Now he's upbeat.
He obviously has lost weight.
He's now drinking Moringa in the Morning from BigJoe.us. Moringa is a delicious, all-organic, 100% bioavailable blend from the miracle Moringa tree, considered by many to be the most nutrient-rich plant ever discovered. Moringa in the Morning will suppress cravings for junk food and energy drinks and make you feel like a kid again. Drink Moringa in the Morning, available from BigJoe.us. That's BigJoe.us. Vibrant Health is just a click or call away at bigjoe.us or 800-503-0515. 800-503-0515. That's 800-503-0515. Drink Moringa in the morning.
How would you like to rev up your metabolism and energy while lifting your spirits? Now a new healthy tea is available that will do just that, and it's called Zoom Tea. Zoom Tea was developed for a former welterweight boxing champion to increase his energy and focus in the ring. Zoom Tea is an alternative healthy pick-me-up that can replace coffee, common tea, or soda. Zoom Tea also helps remove radiation from the body, promotes weight loss, and is high in antioxidants. For a limited time, get our introductory price for a one-month supply of this amazing tea for just $20, or a two-month supply for only $35, and we'll pay the shipping and handling. Go to our website now and start feeling the healthy and energizing benefits from drinking Zoom Tea. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com. Or call toll-free 877-341-4769. 877-341-4769 today.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
No, they said this was a daytime show, Liam, but now we're talking about Coast to Coast AM. But fascinating here at the Health Freedom Expo, you actually had the interaction with George Nuri trying to bring up the fact that the so-called conspiracy theory of AIDS being created in a government laboratory, I mean, that's where they want to go with it. And you were trying to call him to the carpet on that, were you not?
Hey, Robert Scott Bell, what are you doing here?
Who the heck joins me now? Former governor of California, the governator, Arnold Schwarzenegger. How's the maid?
The energy here is so great. Listen, I'm taking cocoa and spirulina. I understand they're cleaning the rooms right now. I'm going to go find the cleaning service.
Exactly. That's what I was going to send you to do.
Liam.
Thank you. Liam, can you please stop getting out of your seat and letting these people just get in here?
Do you know how big that guy is? He just pushed me away.
I realize he's a big guy, but he's supposed to be very nice in reality. Very nice to the cleaning people, especially. Anyway, let's back to the story.
He always leaves a tip.
Yes, thank you. Overnight. Right? We got George Nori talking AIDS, but not in a way that will actually get us to the solution. I want to get to that, as do you. He tells you to send him an email.
I says to George Nori, I says, listen, this is poverty. You're always talking about the virus being created by the CIA. This is a brand name. You're putting a label on something that's always existed. I didn't have time to get all the way into it, but our friend Jack Blood got it on video, and we'll see if that video exists or any of the audio got cut. I was polite. I shook his hand. I said, listen, will you look at this? He said, I read every email I get. And I thought, okay, you know, so do I, but...
Listen, I don't get 10,000 million emails like George Nuri. I guess I can read every. I don't care. How do you read thousands of emails? I mean, you know, he's getting. I think you're right. He brushed you off.
I think he brushed me off. I want to go on the George Nori show, and I want his friendly giant producer, who didn't want to let me ask a question. I want them to understand that just because you can sell Middle America on the idea that the CIA invented a virus doesn't mean it's true, and it actually doesn't help anybody, because what people in Africa have is a disease that's curable, or at least treatable. It's called poverty. It's called malaria, tuberculosis, sepsis, dysentery, lack of clean water. And if we put our money where our mouths were, I mean, if the Tom Hanks Liberal AIDS Foundation and everybody who says if one of us have AIDS, we all do, put a little money where their mouth was, put a little clean water, dug some wells over there.
Yeah.
Water filtration systems. As my grandfather, the cancer retrovirologist, who wouldn't let his daughter be a polio pioneer, by the way, wouldn't let her in the early vaccine studies that were going on at her school, as he understood... You separate what comes upstream from what goes downstream. Even the Romans knew that.
Well, you know, talk about celebrity doofuses and some celebrities that actually get it, because a lot of these, you know, you mentioned Tom Hanks, and they're all locked into this pharmaceutical nonsense about AIDS. I saw, and correct me if I'm wrong, if you know about this guy, Matt Damon, right? Everybody knows Matt Damon. He actually seemingly started a foundation about just what you said, cleaning the water in Africa. I thought... Dude, how did that happen? I mean, actually, does the guy have smarts that he would do this? Everybody else is about drugs. He's want to clean the water? I can deal with that.
Is that true?
I saw it on the way up here.
I got to look that up.
Yeah. I want verification of that, because if so, I'll give my props to a celebrity that normally I would make fun of.
And we could have him. You could have. I mean, he should be somebody who comes to these sorts of things, and you should talk to him then. And maybe let him know that the water issue is actually more important than the phantom retrovirus.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, I guess, you know, that was a frustrating experience with Nuri. Are you sure you'll be all right? You know, getting brushed off by an overnight guy.
I'm crying on the inside.
He's crying on the inside. But then we got Arnold to take care of you if you get a little sensitive.
Robert Scott Bell, I love these conferences. I love the guys who set it up. What's the great, is it Paul?
Paul Andrews helped put this together, yeah.
Yeah, I'm entirely grateful to all of these people. I love the people who come and want to know about health, and they want to they understand that the most important thing we can do, as angry as we get at laws that don't make sense, is to make sure that in our own lives we are eating well, growing food, supporting each other in doing this, and making sure that in our neighborhoods, in our communities, because you don't worry about Washington. You got to fight it where you live. So make sure that your local community is, what would be the word, sovereign, independent.
Yep. Well, this becomes our local community, honestly. Right now at the Health Freedom Expo, those listening to Robert Scott Bell Show, sort of part of that, you know, we're talking to people that really sometimes defy our expectations. When we were on the break, we were talking to a medical physician, a pediatrician, were we not, Liam? And it was a fascinating discussion, because she didn't like vaccination for the most part, but there were a few that she did like. And when you challenged her about the whole origin of polio, she sat and listened. She didn't react with violence and anger against you. She said, wow, that was, I mean, how often do you have an interaction with people like that? And there are places to go, but they're very, it's hard just traveling around the community. But we come together in places like this, stuff happens. Consciousness does shift, despite the fact that Nuri's here. He doesn't know this stuff.
I like that point. I'm actually kind of touched by it. This is our community. You're right. You're right.
I'm going to cry.
This is. I look around at these people. This is our community. Chris Barr is our community. Robert Scott Bell's our, Jonathan Emord's our community. And it's nice of Nuri to come. He must care about it a little bit. This can't just be promotion for him.
Right.
He must care about it to some degree. But if he cares about it and he wants to do more than say, there are miracle cures in the rainforest for cancer, and he really wants to get into it, you've got to understand how this stuff is machined, how the propaganda agencies create the illusion, the way that the medieval church told everybody what was. It took somebody like Martin Luther, who still believed in most of the proclamations of the medieval church, to stand up and say, you know, we don't buy everything you say. Sorry. We're going to take the best of it. We're going to do our thing. We got to take the best of the culture and do our thing with it. We got to be Martin Luther's. We got to put our 99 oppositions on the theses on the church door.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Well, Liam Shafik, always an extraordinary event when we're together. And here at the Health Freedom Expo, it's even more extraordinary. I'm sure we got a lot more things to do. If you miss Liam from time to time, he does have his own show on the air. Tell everybody how they can find you.
LiamChef.com. LiamChef.com will lead you to a radio link on the Blog Talk Intel Hub Network with friends like Freedom Link and the Bob Tuscan Show and other things like this. I'm working on developing a larger format show. I'm writing. I'm working on a book, helping my friends, occasionally playing soccer.
Liam, you rock the health world with me every time and more when we get together. Thank you for inviting your celebrity friends as well. We survived them. We got a lot more healing to do here at the Health Freedom Expo. Thank you for being here. You got a little bit of time to jump, pop on down. It's Sunday and the last day of the expo. HealthFreedomExpo.com, RobertScottBell.com. Say thanks to all of our sponsors here on the Robert Scott Bell Show as well. And we'll be coming right back with a very surprise guest. In fact, hey, the surprise, forget it. I'm telling you who it is. It is Dr. Jonathan Wright, right out of the gate. Be with me after this. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.